This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of an indictment over classified documents. He's supposed to show up in a courtroom in Miami on Tuesday. Pat Robertson, who gave Christian conservatives, let's face it, real muscle or clout, dead at the age of 93. A crazy stabbing in France, critically injuring four children. Really shocking at a tourist venue. Sickening, frankly, to see it. I saw some video of it, which I really wish I could have unseen. Hey, everybody. How are you? Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be the skipper of this ship. Coming up, we've got some odds and ends, and then we've got some cool places that we're going to take you, including to China, to Beijing, in fact, for a conversation with an author who has written what I think is just such a brilliant, peaceful book, I'm going to say, filled with hope and that feeling that why can't we all just get along, right? And then we talked to Richard Sierra, who is incredible when it comes to business. But first, let's jump to the business of the day. What is everybody talking about? What is the conversation in your backyard and mine? It's not about the Canadian wildfires and everybody choking on smoke in parts of the United States. It's now, how are you reacting to the fact that Donald Trump, now in this next case, is being indicted in the classified document investigation? So seven counts, it's sealed, we don't know all the specifics, but we know some of what will come out of this. And of course, it goes before a grand jury, they decided there was enough, and then what does that mean? This is just a couple of months after being charged in a separate New York case, which had nothing to do with documents. It was about hush money and Stormy Daniels and all of that. So it's another cloud that has floated over the head of Donald Trump, who is running for president and leads the pack right now when it comes to the GOP. So this is what we do know. And the conversation is all over the place. It's all over the place. He's charged in the secret documents. I mean, that's what it is. So you look at the charges will include willful retention of national defense secrets, obstruction of justice, false statements, and conspiracy, which that carries the potential of years in prison if he was found guilty. He's going to appear in court, like I said, a federal court in Miami for an arraignment on Tuesday. So what does the indictment mean? Which, by the way, Trump can still run for president in 2024 after being indicted twice. So this is what it means. This is now for the second time in 2 months. And the details are sparse, but we'll know a little bit more late on Tuesday. We do know a few things. The Espionage Act. Charges under the Espionage Act wouldn't necessarily mean Trump engaged in spying. It's a portion of federal law that can involve merely failing to turn over documents when requested, and it was cited in the warrant for the FBI search of Trump's residence at Mar-a-Lago in August, right? The false statements could pertain to assurances by Trump's legal team that they had turned over everything when they hadn't. And they found that they hadn't done that, so that could be the other part of this. Then the other part of it is in looking at what the takeaways are here. You look even at the comments of the people who are running for president against Donald Trump on the Republican side. Ron DeSantis, most notably the governor of Florida, because he's the closest to Trump in any of the polls. He says the weaponization of federal law enforces represents, enforcement represents a mortal threat to a free society. We have for years witnessed an uneven application of the law depending upon political affiliation. Why so zealous in pursuing Trump yet so passive about Hillary or Hunter? Boom. That's a lot of tweeting from Republicans. That's what it focuses on. Then you have the former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who called on Trump to drop out. He said, while Donald Trump is entitled to the presumption of innocence, the ongoing criminal proceedings will be a major distraction, a major distraction. So here's the thing. We already know that there was a failure to return the documents, and then the federal government came reining in. And did he show them to other people? That we don't know. I mean, that's the substance in all of this, that we don't know what happened with those documents, right? We don't know what that means. The potential of 2024 and the impact of that. The first indictment didn't hurt him, and I don't think it does hurt him, that what happened in New York. This one could be different because it depends on how the case falls, right? So I'll just give you an example. The pollster YouGov found that 65% of Americans regarded it as a serious crime to take highly classified documents from the White House and obstruct efforts to retrieve them. That included 42% of Republicans. So again, 42% of Republicans. And significantly, saying 63% of voters said being convicted of a serious crime would be disqualifying for President of the United States. And saying that those kinds of charges are serious, and a serious conviction would be disqualifying. So we'll see how, I mean, this is history for sure, right? A former president of the United States to be indicted in this direction. This is history. It's unprecedented. It's not the first time a former president has faced legal scrutiny. It's not unheard of. I mean, look, the Justice Department wrote a draft indictment of Richard Nixon before he was pardoned by Gerald Ford for the Watergate scandal. Right? In other countries, we've seen heads of states that have been convicted, like in Italy and South Korea and France. So, but unprecedented here. This is like major in our country. Now we're going to watch and see how it unfolds. Does it torpedo Trump's campaign? Does it buoy it more? What comes out of the sealed indictment? Is there something that we don't know? How long do the wheels of justice move through in this case, which is different from the indictment in New York? So it has an impact, but will it be an impact that shakes up 2024? And what will we learn, if anything, coming out of next week and how quickly this case rolls through? Not surprisingly, you have Democrats who are saying he should step away. Justice has to be served. And I agree that justice has to be served. If there is some there, then that's different. Or is it not? And that's the question. Is it political posturing? Is it no way? Jose, this was flat out wrong. Will we really get closer to any of that when he's in a courtroom in Miami and we hear more on that indictment? Coming up next, oh, the air that we breathe. Sometimes it'll make you choke, especially if you live in New York or Philadelphia or somewhere else on the East Coast.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney with an important announcement about a very serious condition.
May 24th is World Schizophrenia Day, dedicated to raising awareness of a condition affecting about 2.9 million American adults. Some symptoms of schizophrenia may include hallucinations, delusions, social withdrawal, and disorganized speech. People living with schizophrenia also may have trouble focusing or paying attention and can have difficulty with activities that are important to them. The good news is that treatment options for schizophrenia are available. It's important to talk to your healthcare provider about which treatment approach might be right for you. One way to receive schizophrenia treatment you might not know about is a long-acting injectable, or LAI. An LAI is an injection given by a healthcare provider and can last weeks or months depending on the medication chosen. To learn more about schizophrenia and an LAI treatment option for adults with schizophrenia, visit LAItreatmentOption.com. This content is sponsored by Alkermes, Inc.
Things that you might have missed on the day, although I don't know how you would have missed any conversation about air and air quality, especially if you're listening to me anywhere in the East Coast. But even the Midwest is getting hammered with some of this, not quite as badly as Philly or New York or Delaware or Connecticut. And it varies from place to place. It depends on the plume. And quite simply, until all the Canadian wildfires are out and that plume has not focused on parts of the United States, there's still going to be some air quality that's not as great. But when you can't even see the monuments in front of your face, and when the FAA has to ground planes, you know it's bad. 75 million people in the U.S. experiencing dangerous air conditions because of those wildfires in Canada. So now it's like you're just being advised, look, you got to limit your time outdoors, and you got to mask up for safety. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? Eerily familiar for a different reason. So these conditions could linger for some more days heading into the weekend, but it should improve, right? I mean, in D.C., in the metro area, they got hazardous air conditions, conditions that are around them, and it's just a question of where are you on the scale, 500 being the worst. I mean, what happens is the current weather pattern suggests the smoke is going to be trapped in impacted areas until it can dissipate. So that's what we're waiting to happen. In Washington, it was bad. I mean, they suspended lots of non-essential citywide services because of it. In New York, there were kids who didn't go to school. In New Jersey, there were 2 school districts that just shut down. So there are signs of improving conditions in Canada. That's the good thing, because the more it improves there, the more it will help in the United States. But they still don't have a lot of those fires out. That's the key. I mean, it's unbelievable when you look at time-lapse photos of the wildfire smoke and how it just consumed the New York City skyline, just to give you an idea of what it was like. I mean, you can find those videos and photos everywhere. I mean, everywhere. So you have Joe Biden talking to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the impact on air quality, and they acknowledge that we need to work together to address the devastating impacts of the change. And yes, but let's deal with right now. The U.S. has sent 600 firefighters and other support that are there trying to help get this out as fast as possible. So it is crazy. The East Coast is usually more insulated from what happens sometimes on the West Coast, like what we've seen in California, but not this time. It's the reverse. It's the absolute reverse. And it's really tough for people to navigate and figure this out. I mean, look, the bottom line is if it's hazy, yucky, awful, soupy outside, you're not going to hang outside because it's not helping you. You're not going to be able to really breathe correctly. So the answer to that riddle is why bother and just wait for it to clear. I mean, that's the haps. That's what's going on. There's not much you can do to fight that. It's what we're dealing with, you know, period, end of story. And it's unfortunate, isn't it? But it is where we're at with this. And until those fires are completely out, and really, when they get smaller, then you know it'll be a different story, but we're not at that point yet. We're not at that point yet. So, you know, there you go. Wait till that happens, and then things will change. It's Pat Robertson, who died at the age of 93, who had massive sway, to say the least, on the Republican Party. There's no question about it. He was a religious broadcaster who turned a very tiny Virginia station into a global brand, the Christian Broadcasting Network. He tried to run for president, and he made religion central to Republican Party politics through the Christian Coalition. He had a lot of impact, lots and lots of impact. And there were enterprises connected with Robertson, like Regent University, which was an evangelical Christian school in Virginia Beach, for example. And, of course, everybody knows the 700 Club. And, you know, he was in the middle of controversy at times. There, for sure, there were people that loved Pat Robertson. There were people that reviled Pat Robertson. He was a known name, and he was absolutely a big sway with the Christian Coalition. Through the Christian Coalition. Dead at the age of 93, his death was confirmed in an email by his broadcast network. They didn't really give a cause of death, but, you know, all of a sudden it popped up on the radar. And when you mix the politics and religion, you think of Pat Robertson, certainly, 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 certainly. All right, other things that are part of what I would call odds and ends. We talked about, you know, choking with the air warnings and how awful that is. And that's so much of the discussion. Obviously, the Trump federal indictment and the Espionage Act being part of that. And you've got Miami is now ground zero for the media swarming the courthouse, getting ready for that on Tuesday, at least seven counts. He said he's an innocent man and he did what he was allowed to do. So we'll see where all that goes. I mean, those are some of the biggest things, I think, that are out there being talked about. But in between all of that, there are some other things, I think, that are pretty interesting. And one of them is this. You know, when we talk about conditions, we talk about Mother Nature and curveballs and everything else. And when you live in California, I lived in California for a while. When I first got there, people told me, you know, it's interesting. I've had to deal with tornadoes. People taught me about tornadoes. I've had to deal with hurricanes. People have taught me about living in a hurricane area. And I lived in an area where, of course, you could get the big one. That was what everybody talked about in California. The big one's gonna rip through California, and are you prepared to do whatever you have to do to get out of the situation? So it's been about three centuries. I was just reading something on this. It's been about three centuries since the last great earthquake on the southern San Andreas Fault, which is the most treacherous seismic hazard in California. For decades, researchers have really been puzzled over why it's been so long. The average interval of large earthquakes along that portion of the fault has been 180 years over the past 1,000 years. So that whole idea of the big one, the big one, the big one, there was a paper that just came out in the Journal of Nature that says that's kind of their reason for the period of seismic silence along the San Andreas and what they're, you know, with the tectonic plates when you think the meeting point of North American and Pacific tectonic plates, that's the whole thing. The theory is that the friction of the plates is the primary driving force behind earthquakes. But there are other factors, weight of large bodies of water, building on prior research, scientists actually had a link between the occurrence of large earthquakes and the filling of a lake that had grown and ebbed across centuries. So they can't, it's so hard to predict all this stuff, right? But it's like they're looking at lakes and the problem with the water from the Colorado River. The lake has drained over the last three centuries. And so, you know, basically it's nothing near the way that we've talked about in the past. So maybe that disappearance, they think, stabilized the fault to a certain degree. So they're not telling people don't worry about the big one, but it's a theory of why they haven't seen the big one. Because when you think about where it runs, you got 10 million people in Los Angeles County alone. The Northridge earthquake in Los Angeles in 94, which was 6.7, killed more than 70 people, $20 billion in damage. And then that started more of the conversation. But now that we've seen the water go down, right, and water even being diverted and all the problems with the water level, I started to wonder, is that going to cause anything? And is an earthquake going to eventually happen? That's, again, a who knows. It is an interesting theory that the drought has actually helped not lead to a big earthquake on the San Andreas Fault. But it's just a theory. But it's published and it's out there. And it is conversation that always happens in that state. In a state where people are saying they can't afford to live and they're moving from the state and don't want to deal with the high taxes and everything else. The other thing people always fear is the fact of the doom and gloom of a potential earthquake. All right, coming up, we're taking you to Beijing to introduce you to an interesting author.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The smoke from Canadian wildfires is slowing flights into the tri-state area airports. The FAA says smoke causes more delays in fog or rain.
These systems work well through water droplets, but can be less effective through solid particles such as smoke and ash.
The FAA says air traffic controllers use additional safety measures during smoky conditions. More than 20 teenagers are hurt after a deck collapsed at a park in southeast Texas. The collapse happened this afternoon at Stallman Park. Officials said 21 victims between the age of 14 and 18 were taken to the hospital, including 5 by helicopter. However, none of the teens sustained life-threatening injuries. Mortgage rates are down for the first time in 3 weeks. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is averaging 6.71%. It's down from 6.79% from the week before. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
正月到了，二月秋，我俩忙歌。
I am so thrilled to take you to Beijing for a conversation about a book called Into the Desert. Its writer, Shimo, has written some beautiful, beautiful words in this book that I think you will all enjoy. And we have Shimo's translator with us, Ida. So what a pleasure to welcome her as well. And we're going to hear a couple of great songs by Shimo at the end of this. So Ida, Into the Desert, how did this happen? Tell us about the book. How did it come about? What was the motivation?
Okay, fine. Writer Shimo wants to tell the readers. He wants to faithfully record a people who live in the land of Western China. Generation after generation of people are so full of hardship and yearning for love. Since over the decades, the West was widely noticed only during the time of major developments. A great deal of its culture, heritage had to be unearthed and cherished. The beauty, complexity, and vastness of the West were unknown to the outside world. People's eyes lit up when the Desert Trilogy by Shimo was published. They were surprised to learn about such a place, its culture and residents. Not too many truly understood the West. Even now, people who know Tibet and Lhasa had no idea the nearby was Liangzhou, a city with an important Buddhist cultural heritage. And the Hexi Corridor, the site of a thousand years of culture. They naturally wasn't aware of the Liangzhou folk tales, a kind of living culture fossils that had been around for thousands of years. which would soon disappear in the passage of time. As a result, Shimo once set a goal for himself when he started this book to present a West that's rich, comprehensive, and capable of demonstrating the complexity and the plenitude of the locals and truly freezing framing of West along the real Silk Road. He thought he had met his expectation.
Yeah, yes. And it is a fascinating setup, what you just told us there, the inspiration. Tell us some more details about the book. What can our listeners expect when they buy Shimo's book?
Okay. Into the Desert actually was readapted and co-translated by Howard Goldblatt, a prominent American sinologist and translator of Chinese literature, as well as his wife, Dr. Sylvia. From two volumes of Shimo's Desert Trilogy, White Tiger Pass and the Desert Rise, in June 22, Into the Desert was first published by the Long River Press. In October 22, this short novel won the Best Translated Book Award issued by China International Communications Group. Actually, this story set in the 1990s. The novel centers on two Chinese villain women who are unwilling to yield and fight against the fate, bound together by poverty and tradition. They embark upon a perilous journey to change their lives. So, this book isn't about life or how to experience. Rather, just as mentioned in the prologue, it's about people, the souls of the West, that are no longer around, and the culture they passed down. Okay.
Wow. So, you know, the story, as I understand it, you get a feeling of this this wondering, and these are Shimo's words, if one has reached a dead end after all the hills and rivers and all of that, and I think it's just so beautiful. And so tell us about the main characters in the novel.
Okay. This book centered on two characters, Lan Lan and Ying Er. Also, the subtitle characters, also jackals. You know, what do the jackals represent? Jackals actually is a savage beast. So you can treat them as a kind of symbol representing perils in life. You probably know that many writers was confronted with predicaments. For example, Tolstoy was afflicted with mental illness several times and had to lock away his hunting rifle, so he wouldn't kill himself too easily. So, also, as the heroine in this book, Lan Lan and Ying Er, against these cruel problems, like the real jackals, they some fail to make it out of the desert and turn into camel carcasses in their mental desert, while some made it out when faced with jackals. Those with a weak soul would be like a Ying Er, who is constantly thinking about death and giving up and believing it her fate. What with that kind of mindset, one would pull down the mocket one day and stick her neck out for the jackal to pounce, and everything would be over for her. Ying Er is a good person and strong in some aspects, but his pensive in nature, especially when dealing with personal matters, he tends to back off and even give up. Lan Lan is like a resolute voice in her heart. Whenever Ying Er is lost in thought and ready to die, Lan Lan helps her see hope so she can continue her journey. But in the end, she fails to escape that fate. She kills herself when she returns home and her mother forces her to marry the butcher. However, her death is a form of resistance, not a cowardly way out.
Wow. So interesting, and I just keep thinking of what people will take away from this book. What does Shimo hope, Ida, that the listeners and many of the people in any language that read Into the Desert, what does he hope they take away from reading the novel?
Oh, I think that this is a brilliant idea. I think when the readers across the world listen to the story, they will moved and touched. They will know more about Chinese culture. Actually, in fact, everyone has a inner and a lama in them, just like a inner. When we are at an impulse, we would influence more or less, not like the inner in the desert, but there would likely be a voice of lala. Otherwise, we would all stop fighting and give up. Xue Mo would like to tell the reader, we need to follow the hero named Lala and the Yin'er's idea to be focused, steadfast, calm, and fearless. With these traits, we can all get off our predicaments. Yes. Also, at the 2023 London Book Fair, Xue Mo did the theme of literature to witness the power of women, which was widely reported by more than 2,000 media outlets. As Xue Mo said, I believe the world will be a more peaceful place if motherhood takes the center stage, since no mother would wish to see her child harmed in war. In the contrary, men always have a tendency to prioritize profits over human lives by initiating violence and bloodshed that may cruelly take millions of lives. Why is that so? Because women yearn for life, whereas men aspire for violence. In today's world, women's voice is still much less heard than men's. As a consequence, this planet is always occupied with wars, bloodshed, and violence. Whenever the wisdom and the love of women can truly dominate the world, the light of peace will break through darkness and shine upon us eventually. Therefore, we should use maternal life to dispel hatred, maternal wisdom to dispel ignorance, and female tolerance to resolve differences. This possibility can make the world better and more peaceful. Writer Xue Mo would like to told to the readers, only the desire to be good, not violence, can make people good for human beings. Oftentimes, it has nothing to do with a person's ability or talent. Everyone is capable of caring for others, so we all have the potential to be great. The only difference is being the aspiration. There are plenty of positive stories in the local culture here, like the story of Yin'er and Lan Lan, also Great Man Xinjiang Inflected Story by Xue Mo, and many others. Thank you, Peter.
And again, the book is Into the Desert. Ida, wonderful translating Shimo for us, his wonderful words. And we can get this book, you can get this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and I suggest you pick it up, and you will learn some fascinating things. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
正月到了忙歌闹元宵你闹元宵我不为一心心走他会是口味呀一心心走他会是口味是口味泪枪花又正影子又正钱正上影 Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
So I am so excited to introduce you to our next guest because I think he's going to be incredibly helpful to so many in this audience. He's in our virtual green room right now. He's an attorney. His name is Richard Sierra. And his book, it's a perfect title, Business SOS, 8 Common Legal Mistakes Business Owners Make and How to Avoid Them. Who doesn't want to avoid business mistakes? Richard, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, boy, we've talked to a lot of lawyers here on Author's Corner on America Tonight, but I think you have really nailed the equation. And that's saying something because I do come from a family of lawyers too. So your language is very explicit. It's simple. It's easy to understand. What have you seen is one of the biggest problems that so many business owners face when they go into business?
I think the one of the biggest problems that I see is that business owners, they tend to do things on their own. And business owners, by nature, are problem solvers. But one of the key common mistakes that I see is that they go into lease agreements, commercial leases, without having an attorney review those leases beforehand, and they just begin their business at a disadvantage. Leases are really written for the benefit of the landlord, and there are just so many different charges that are included in a lease that if they do not understand what they're getting into, at the end they're going to run into some legal problems.
Yeah, and that can be from the length of the lease to things that happen, common things with AC, right?
Yes, I mean, what happened, there are different types of commercial leases, and a lot of them are like 25 pages long. They're written by very well-skilled attorneys, again, for the benefit of the landlords. But one of the things that I try to focus, and I mentioned this in the book, is like, go to the various charges that their business owner is going to be responsible for. For instance, the maintenance of what are you going to be responsible for once you sign on that lease. So you go into a small commercial retail space, for instance, and the prior landlord, the prior tenant was there maybe for 5 years. The AC maybe have 10 years of life, and then you go in there, you sign a 10-year lease. Most likely that AC will have to be replaced at some point within your lease term. So you have to make sure that you negotiate with the landlord what's going to happen with that AC. Am I going to be responsible for, or will you be replacing that AC when it goes out?
And it's interesting because I think I obviously know the motivation, but what really drove you to decide, hey, I'm going to write this book?
I saw, you know, I've been now in practice for 18 years, and I've spoken to a few thousand business owners throughout my career. And what I saw, a lot of the problems were repeated, were the same type of issues, whether they signed the contract without speaking with an attorney, they didn't understand the terms, they went into a partnership with someone with an oral agreement and not a written document, they defended a lawsuit on their own. So I say, you know what, I think if I can reach a larger audience with the book, and maybe if I can save $10,000, a few hundred thousand dollars for a business owner by avoiding this landmine that at some point a business owner is going to face, then I've accomplished my job.
Yeah, and there you go. And it's perfect, too, for even your own clients, but for people that are listening to this show, and I said this at the beginning, and I know there are so many, Richard, that fall into this trap because they've sent me emails about it. There are some really great things that you mention in the book and ways to forecast what could happen, because that's the whole idea. There's another, we're going to give them one more thing that's really big, and I've fallen into this trap, I have to admit. What happens when someone close to you, your best buddy, someone in your family, you have a great idea. Oh, they want to help you. You want to get together. Let's do this. It's the Wild West. What happens with partnerships?
Partnership disputes is kind of a core central part of my practice. People go with greatest intentions going into partnerships. What I see here is that people do not put it in writing. A lot of oral agreements. They transfer money without understanding what other responsibilities are. And many times when you have partners that do not have their duties and responsibilities and obligations, more importantly, limitations in writing, that's when you're going to run into problems, misunderstandings that take place. And then ultimately they end up in an attorney's office and then a lawsuit begins. So the best thing is, you know, get it in writing. Even if it's a one-page document, you better do it in writing than do it in oral agreement.
Boy, no kidding. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, which is so easy to get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Business SOS, 8 Common Legal Mistakes Business Owners Make and How to Avoid Them?
What I want to take out of the book is that, you know, a business is a journey, and you're going to run into situations along the way that you were not expecting. And some of them might be minor, but some of them may require some legal intervention. So if the book might give you some of those red flags that you might face along the way, hopefully you will not face all of them. That would be a really bad year. But if you face one or two and then you say, you know what, I read about this in this book, maybe I can get a lawyer. And if it keeps you up at night, it's time to call an attorney.
You know what, and that's kind of a good question to ask you as well, because as you said, you've been practicing for 18 years, you've seen thousands of people. If someone's looking for an attorney, it'd be great if they could go to you, but you can only represent so many people in your area. But what would you suggest they do when they're looking for an attorney? How do you find a good attorney?
An attorney, especially for business owners, the attorney has to be able to understand and relate to business owners. So, you know, having that experience is significant because the business owners work with limited budgets. They work with a lot of stress. So you need to find an attorney that understands what a business owner goes through to relate to you, to be able to help you solve the problem as fast and efficiently as possible. You do not want to get into a long, drawn-out legal battle with anyone. It's just not cost-effective.
And you don't want to end up in court, right? It's always messy when it goes to court.
Yes. Litigation is something that you want to avoid at all costs. Sometimes you have to go into litigation. If you can avoid it and solve the problem, that you're better off that way.
For you, what was it like writing this book? Was it challenging? Was it cathartic? Did it just feel good to get it out there?
I feel good. It's been 10 years in the making, and as I gained more experience, I was able to add more anecdotes and also a different perspective as well. And some of the mistakes I made myself along the way, I'm a small business owner myself. So it was very helpful, and I'm getting great feedback from my clients. They're excited when I sign a book for them and send it to them. So it's been a great experience.
For you and in all these different people that you've represented, is there one story, and I'm sure you have a bunch of them, you feel really good that you really kind of rescued the person from ending up spending more money and getting deeper into the stress and whatnot?
Yes, I met a couple during COVID that were going to buy a home health agency. They wanted to do like a nursing recruitment agency. And they're basically going to take the money out of the 401k. And as I kept talking to them, asking them, you know, this is your first business? They said yes. And they didn't have a business plan. And they were going to basically take all their savings and invest in a business that most likely would have failed, but for the consultation that they had with me. And I said, go back and do a business plan, do a financial analysis, make sure you have the cash requirements to support the business, and look at the challenges, and then come back to me and then decide whether or not you want to pursue this. And they, you know, I was able to talk them out of that bad business, and then now they bought something else. So I felt very good about that.
Yeah, and that's, you brought up something I think that's also really good to remind people, and you've probably seen this a lot. You gave them great advice, business plan. I mean, how many people don't really do the due diligence? Because it's true. You get excited. Someone says, hey, we can get this snow cone truck, and there's thousands of people in the neighborhoods that are going to come out. But then it's the cost. It's you dumping money into it from a 401k. That happens a lot.
Yes. And people have to be careful. I mean, again, you go to those franchise shows and they have great opportunities, but people have to understand that you have to look out for yourself. And you have to have advisors that look out for you because they're there for a reason. They're going to sell you a franchise. They will give you a lease agreement. They're not there to protect you. They have greatest intentions. They're not doing anything wrong, but it's up to you to protect yourself with the right advisors.
Yeah, so it's. I think that one thing we've learned here for sure is get a lawyer, definitely ask questions.
Yes, absolutely.
And get this book because it'll help anybody in this listening audience. Business SOS, 8 Common Legal Mistakes Business Owners Make and How to Avoid Them. Richard Sierra, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.